from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Gunmen in Army uniforms who stormed Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel late Saturday and battled Afghan special forces through the night killed dozens, wounded many more. We get the story now from Reuters' Grace Lee.
The death toll from a hotel shootout in Kabul jumping from 5 to 30 on Monday, and Afghan officials say the final number may be even higher. The battle lasted through the night as special forces traded shots with gunmen in army uniforms who had stormed the Intercontinental late Saturday. Scores of the injured are now fighting for their lives in the hospital. The dead include hotel staff, guests, and security forces. Six of them have been identified as foreigners. All five of the attackers were killed. More than 150 guests were able to escape as parts of the building caught fire early Sunday. It's the latest in a series of attacks on the Afghan capital aimed at undermining the confidence in the Western-backed government. A statement from the Interior Ministry put the blame on the Haqqani Network, a group affiliated with the Taliban.
Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Turkey's army and rebel allies are battling a Kurdish militia in Syria's Afrin province, stepping up a campaign against the YPG fighters, which Ankara accuses of lies and ties with the insurgency being carried out by the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Tunisian special forces have killed a senior member of al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb in a remote western area of the country near the border with Algeria. Another jihadist also killed in the operation as a special unit of the National Guard and soldiers circled an armed group of militants. Islamic State claims most major attacks in Tunisia. This is VOA News. Jordan's King Abdullah expressed some concern about Washington's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He shared that concern during talks in Amman with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. King Abdullah spoke just after the two met.
Today, we have a major challenge to overcome, especially with some of the rising frustrations. For us, Jerusalem is key to Muslims and Christians as it is to Jews. It is key to peace in the region.
During the second stop on Vice President Pence's four-day tour of the Middle East, he said the two countries had agreed to disagree on the controversial Jerusalem decision announced at the White House last month. And after leaving Amman, Mr. Pence went to Israel, where he was welcomed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Pope Francis celebrated an open-air mass for more than 1 million people, ending a trip to Chile and Peru, marked by tough talks on political corruption, but a backlash over what many see as an insufficient resolve to tackle sexual abuse in the Roman Catholic Church. Here in Washington, Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has scheduled a vote for noon today on ending the U.S. government shutdown. Congressional leaders spent all day Sunday meeting and negotiating and looking for a way to end the impasse on a number of issues, including immigration. In Amman, Jordan, Vice President Pence spoke to members of the U.S. military about the shutdown.
You know, I'm sure you're all aware of what's going on in Washington, D.C. Despite bipartisan support for a budget resolution, a minority in the Senate has decided to play politics with military pay, but you deserve better. You and your family shouldn't have to worry for 1 minute about whether you're going to get paid as you serve in the uniform of the United States.
Congressional Republicans and President Trump have blamed the shutdown on the Democrats. Senate Democratic Party leader Chuck Schumer.
They have shown that they do not know how to compromise. Not only do they not consult us, they can't even get on the same page with their president from their own party. The congressional leaders tell me to negotiate with President Trump. President Trump tells me to figure it out with the congressional leaders. This political catch-22, never seen before, has driven our government to dysfunction.
Federal agencies preparing to furlough employees and halt major portions of their operation if no agreement is reached today. Thousands of people from all walks of life and all genders marched in cities throughout the U.S. and around the world. Marches also took place over the weekend on the first anniversary of the Women's March, which took place when President Trump was inaugurated January 20th of last year. The marchers demanding equal rights and pay and health care for women, as well as denouncing sexual harassment and encouraging women to run for office.
That's the latest world news from VOA.